This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, your local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Dave McCurley, and of course, I'm here today joined by Caitlin Sutton of the Dance Academy here, Center Stage Dance Academy. Let's talk a little bit about Caitlin first. How are you doing, first of all?
I'm doing wonderful.
And of course, I've been knowing both sides of your family for so long, and you actually tell us a little bit about yourself first.
Okay, well, I am born and raised here in Sylacauga, Alabama. I graduated from Sylacauga High School in 2016. I went to college at the University of Alabama, where I majored in marketing and dance. I danced, so I was part of the dance program there, and a minor in computing technologies.
And of course, now, and you also, you danced growing up here under Shirley.
Yes.
And of course, this formerly where Shirley's is. Tell us a little bit about Center Stage Dance Academy.
So Shirley has a huge impact on my life. I danced for her all growing up since I was 2 years old. And I graduated college, danced through college, and it was in the midst of COVID, and came back and, you know, purchased the dance studio and made some changes, changed the name, kind of made it a little more me. And I have absolutely loved every single minute of it. It's been a dream come true to impact children in our community and allow them to have an education that can continue if they wish to take dance to the next level.
And we need that here. And I'm so glad that you're here and you're doing that, and you're doing it in your own hometown. And I just think that's so wonderful. But I want you to talk about a little bit about the age groups. What can you do? What can't you do? Tell us a little bit about how, if somebody's interested in dance, how do they get started?
So first thing you do, just contact us. You can text us, you can Instagram message us, you can Facebook message us, you can call us, or you can even stop by. We take students ages 2 years old all the way to a senior in high school. And so we pretty much have something for everyone. You do not have to have dance experience. It does not matter what age you are. You can be a beginner. You can have danced for 12 years. We kind of offer everything for everyone. We have ballet, we have tap, we have hip hop, we have point, we have jazz, point, pre-point. We also have acro, which is acrobatics. It's a mix of tumbling with dance. And I just think the biggest thing is offering something for everyone, no matter what way they want to pursue dance. They might want to just do it as an extracurricular. They might wish to pursue it professionally. So I think that's one of the biggest things, just reaching out to us, and we will get you started.
Now, when you said stop by, I want you to tell everybody where the studio is.
We're located in downtown on Broadway, 503 North Broadway Avenue. It's near the high school. So we are right in the heart of downtown, and we absolutely love it.
And it's the actual old Shirley Studio of Dance, which is now Center Stage.
It actually is.
And, of course, tell us about, first of all, I know you talked about the age groups and everything. Is this every day, or do you have groups every day, or is it certain days of the week?
We run main classes Monday through Thursday until about 8 p.m. at night. I also have a competitive team, and we do rehearsals on the weekends typically. But yes, pretty much every day of the week I'm there, or I'm at home working on it. It's definitely takes all of my time, but I absolutely love it. And we do have days. We try to schedule the younger students, our tiny tots, which is our two, all the way up to primas, which are five-year-olds, earlier in the evening, since we know they typically like to go to bed earlier.
Well, you know that I leave here at SylacaugaNews.com and the radio station very late some nights, and I'll go by because I live out that way, and I'll see all the cars and all the people there. And you do know that I have a one-year-old granddaughter.
I do know that.
And I got to get her involved.
Well, we will take her.
Absolutely. What do you like most about your job?
The kids, 100%. It's why I do it. It's why I love it. Yes, I built this business on my love for dance, but I think my love for children took precedent. seeing them light up, seeing them excited, a way to kind of just forget about what happened at school that day, forget about maybe anything that happened at home. They can just go in there and have fun and be with their friends and learn in an environment that's safe. And I just, it will never get old. It will
never get old. I'm going to ask you, this may put you on the spot, and I don't want you to show any favoritism, but of all the age groups that you have, what is the age group that's probably the most fun? What are the ones that come in there that you can just have the most fun with?
Oh, goodness. They're all fun.
Yeah.
But the little ones.
Yeah, I was going to say
they will have you rolling. I mean, just the most random things in their day. You know, I killed a bug today. It's just so... They always just keep you on your toes.
Well, I've got to ask you, too. You talked about the fun part of your job, and it's the kids. And I'm sure dealing with different schedules and parents and sickness, because a lot of the younger kids tend to, you know, get sick a little more. But talk about the most challenging part of your job. What is that?
The most challenging part is, you know, when you're in a teaching environment and you're working in any sort of education, is there are so many different types of learning styles, and you have to learn personalities for 20 different kids in a class. And, you know, as a teacher, you have to really understand how one student might learn. Mm-hmm. Another student might not learn well that way.
Right.
So you really have to use your differentiated learning and know the class, know the personalities to help them all have a great experience.
And really and truly, you're not just a dance teacher. You're actually a teacher.
I am.
Teachers at high school and at school, they have to do those same things.
Yes, and I think that has definitely opened my eyes more to the terminology that I use. But yes, I teach at the high school.
Well, we are visiting with Caitlin Sutton of Center Stage Dance Academy. And, of course, that's right here in downtown Sylacauga. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and continue this conversation on businesses in our backyard.
Sylacauga and Childersburg have three great radio stations: Mix 106.5, Kix 100.3, and WSGN on 98.3 FM. Which one's your favorite?
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm your host, Dave McCurley. I'm here with Caitlin Sutton. She is the owner and operator of Center Stage Dance Academy right here in Sylacauga, right down on Broadway, just street over and right down the street from us. And we talked about what age kids can come. First of all, is it just for girls? I know boys have asked before.
No, we have had boys, and we love to, anyone that wants to dance.
Absolutely. So, and I got to ask you, you know, is there a time of year that they have to sign up? I know you have a registration, but when classes get full, I mean, tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we usually start registration in July, and we go until classes are full, but we typically close registration in soon, so October-ish.
Okay. Now, you also mentioned that you have a dance team that does competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about where they go, when, what age groups?
So to support, you know, me wanting to offer dance for all types of pursuants, we have a competitive team, and it's kind of an addition to other classes, but they have weekend rehearsals, they go to conventions, they learn separate routines that they compete in the spring. We go for typically 4 months straight of competing.
Wow.
In various cities, and they compete their routines. They're long weekends, but they're fun and they're great, and they learn a lot, especially if you want to pursue dance on a rigorous level.
And I'm sure your academy has a lot of awards.
We do.
Absolutely. Now, also you have some things coming up that the public can actually go to and watch, and one of them is real quick here. Big NASCAR fan, aren't you?
Yes, I am. We were asked to perform for the first time 2 years ago, and then they asked us back last year, and we have loved it. And so we'll be performing again this weekend. So
yeah, and that's at the Talladega Super Speedway. Mm-hmm. And is that probably the biggest crowd or the biggest gathering you perform in front, your group performs in front of?
It's big, but it's not the biggest.
I would
say our recital is probably one of the biggest crowds.
Wow, and then, of course, that comes along in May, Am I not right?
In my first week, the first Saturday in May, yes.
Wow, right, four schools out. So I'll ask you, you're so busy from July when you start registration all the way through and through the holidays and then the recital at the end of the year. What's summer like for Caitlin?
So typically I take a few weeks off in June, yeah, and I use that to plan for the year. It helps keep me sane, keeps me organized, plan themes, plan routines, kind of just ideas to start fresh. And then we will start summer classes typically in July. And then from there, we are all the way until May again. So,
well, I've got to ask, when you have things that go wrong at the studio, as far as you need somebody, a man to help you, can you get your dad or your uncle to help you whatsoever?
Oh, they are used to me calling them. We actually just last week, we locked the bathroom door on accident, and so they had to come fix it.
Hey, that's okay. You need to put them to work. I've been knowing them a long time. But also, you talked about the challenging part of your job and what you like about your job. Now, I want to ask you, let's give everybody the chance to know where they can find you on websites or your phone numbers, if you don't mind giving that out.
Yeah, so we're on social media, Instagram and Facebook, DanceCSDA. Our website is www.csdadance.com, and you can call or text us at 256-245-2453.
And, you know, I've already asked you one thing about it being formerly Shirley's. Usually when I do businesses in our backyard, I ask people if they had a mentor. There's no doubt that yours was Miss Shirley, I'm sure.
I love her to death. I'm so thankful for her impact on my life, on my dance life. And I know she's impacted so many others in this community. And she still comes. She'll pop in every now and again and sit in class and just reminisce, and we just talk. But I love her a lot.
Well, I also ask a lot on businesses in our backyard about with different owners, managers. I ask them how they motivate their team. I honestly can say that you probably don't have to motivate anybody that comes in there to dance, especially the little ones.
Oh no. It's so crazy. When you come in the door, it's like a different place. You know, I really want an environment that's family-like, and we truly are a family there, and that's one thing that I always support and I always want. The girls get so close, even if they don't go to school together, and it's just wonderful seeing the friendship, the love, and the love for dance. So
now I've got to ask you this too. You can't do this alone. You obviously have to have some help. Talk about your help.
One, my family has done so much for me. My mom, she's
a Mama saint.
Fran, that's what the kids call her.
Yep.
She helps at the front office. And so while I'm teaching classes, I actually have Marley Hopkins, she's an instructor for me. Emma Hopkins is an instructor for me, and then Faith Greer as well. So we all kind of just teach our classes, and it's from doors open to doors closed. So
absolutely. And of course, the parents, you have to have good parents that bring their children to you, to trust you, to not only have a good time, but but to teach them the art of dance in whatever form it be. But I'm sure you have some wonderful parents that help you.
I'm convinced I have the best parents ever. They are wonderful. They are kind. Their children are amazing. And they have always supported me. So that's all I could ask for.
Well, we certainly are glad that you are right here in downtown Sylacauga. You're Sylacauga High School graduate. And, of course, you carried your dance all the way through college. And now you're teaching it to younger students, and that's a great thing. You've got to be proud of what you've accomplished so far.
I am. I truly am. But I'm just thankful to have students coming in the door for me to teach.
Absolutely. Well, we're proud of you. And, of course, one more time, give your websites and your phone numbers and where you are.
www.csdadance.com. Phone number is 256-245-2453. And we're located at 503 North Broadway Avenue in downtown Sylacauga.
She is Miss Caitlin Sutton. And, of course, she owns and operates Center Stage Dance Academy. And I got to tell you, this has been fun for me because I've watched her grow up and been knowing her family for a long time. And you need to take your child down there and sign them up for dance. I tell you, she will make sure that they not only have fun, but grow. Thank you for coming in here.
Thank you for having me.
And, of course, we appreciate you watching and listening to Businesses in Our Backyard, the East Central Alabama podcast right here. And, of course, share it with your friends. And, of course, give us a 5-star rating if you can. And, of course, we'll see you next time on Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.